Theatergoers in Chicago are getting a lifelike glimpse of Peoria's City Hall, a play at the Steppenwolf Theater is using a replica of council chambers. The Minutes follows a fictional city council, but the dark comedy invokes real-world critique of American politics. The set is nearly identical to Peoria's City Hall chambers, from the detailed mural down to the burgundy carpet. There are a few slight differences. For one, the scale. Scenic designer David Zinn says he wanted to elicit a sort of claustrophobic feeling.
Physical and sort of psychic weight over the event, and that feels like the kind of right tone to set the proceedings in.
The one-act play by Pulitzer Prize and Tony-winning playwright Tracy Letts follows a single city council agenda. Council members grumble over meeting minutia, like parking.
Are there any other announcements?
I'm announcing that there is an unoccupied free parking space available to this committee.
What are you saying, that you want the parking space?
No, I'm not saying that, even though I most definitely want the parking space.
But they also delve into weightier themes, like identity.
There is no event, no document, no motto or creed, indeed no person more important to the preservation and continuation of our civic mission than this festival. It is the pride of our city. In short, it is who we are.
Zinn says he and Tracy Letts settled on Peoria's City Hall because of its 19th century architecture that seems to convey American idealism. The mural, the vaulted ceiling, those reminders of American values and democracy gaze downward, as if the fictional town is on trial.
To make tough and complicated choices about who is a part of our community and who isn't, and who tells the story of our history and who doesn't, all of those things are an absolute mirror of the moment we're living right now.
The Minutes is scheduled to play at the Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago through January 7th. I'm Cass Harrington